Hello, Florence. Hello, Cindy. Hello, the blue Colorado from the blue Pacific side of South Indochina. Hello to all the trees that's blooming in the green and the grass that's growing around the grass sward. And hello to all the pretty blue streams running down the mills. And hello to the sunshine of Colorado. Hello. The heat is terrific. We must have had 100 today, and it just tires me out. It's very late. Must be 10 o'clock. I got my watch someplace else. But I thought I better get some tape made. And I'm having a hard time getting tape made because I haven't got any spools. And I haven't got any labels. I run out of labels. And I don't know. They don't have any in PX. And I have no more spools. The one I'm sending now is one that Charlie Cox wrote, sent me, and I have had to make a new... Uh-oh. Now, from this point on, I want you to see if it sounds any clearer, because from the beginning of the tape to that point where I started again, I had it on stereo. If it sounds all right on stereo, then that's fine, but I turned it over on the mono. Now you should be getting a good reading. And if it makes any difference, let me know the next time you write a letter that it makes a difference if you turn it on mono than if you turn it on stereo. If you turn it on mono, I can hear it better, say, if that's true. If that is not true, say, I can hear it just as well on stereo as I can hear on mono. Okay? You doke? Alrighty, let's see. Oh, it's kind of late. I've been out vacillating. Is that right? Vacillating? No, I've been procrastinating. Anyway, today is May the 1st. Legal holiday in this country, Labor Day, I guess. I don't know whether the United States has a legal holiday, but seems like the rest of the world has a legal holiday, and especially in Vietnam, where they have a holiday anytime somebody can think up a reason for one. But we work today, we Americans, and nobody else did. So we had to work all by ourselves. Well, much happened, I guess, in the way of, Vietnamese worked, there was a cargo plane or two come in, and I had to pick up the cargo. I had to supervise it. There was a crew there, though. They carried the stuff around, and they took it around where it should be. And that's all well and good, because we got in today some office supplies, and I think I got three or four typewriters in the bunch anyway. Nicely done. So, with the typewriters as they are, and some office supplies as they are, I'm sitting pretty high on the old goose. Now, honey, this evening we played tennis, me and three other guys, and old Fat Carl, he had a hard time running around at court. That means that old Fat Carl came home with his tongue hanging out, and he's pretty tired. So, we sat down to dinner about 7:30. And we were eating along, and we were talking along, and pretty soon the dinner was over. And everybody got up from the table and went inside the living room. But old Carl sat right at that table. He wasn't eating. He was talking to some Vietnamese, and he was talking to some IVS boys that came in. And by jolly, I didn't get out of that table till 9:30. And I got up here and began thinking about this tape. So I had to stir around and make me a tape. And by goodness, I don't know how I'm going to get it mailed. I guess I'll have to put it in a brown paper sack and say, to Florence from Carl, and send it airmail. Or put it in a, that's what I'll do, I'll put it in an airmail envelope. Well, it'll get to you, I'm sure, no matter how I send it. And I'm sure that you're going to appreciate it. And I'm sure you're going to write and say, that boy Carl is really on the stick. Stick, stick, stick. But I feel very good because I played tennis. I'm in a real fine frame of mind. I don't know why. I just had a BM a while ago. And first one in, oh, let's see. Jeez, I don't know. What is today? Today's first Thursday. I guess I was in Saigon last weekend. I haven't had one for 5-6 days, I guess. Well, that's kind of a personal thing, so let's don't get broadcasting that around to the neighbors. As they listen to this, you might snip that piece out of there. So anyway, now I feel pretty good. And I feel 10 pounds lighter and 5 days shorter. And I don't know how many days I got to go to 20 the next month, but 31 days in May and 20 days, I got about 50 days before I'll start heading home. So it looks like I'm going to have to get down to Saigon here for many days and talk to them boys about whether I'm coming back or not. Because I'm not coming back to Quan Nai, I think I've told you. And I got a nice letter from you tonight, and you said in it, I guess you made your mind up by now. So whatever your mind is, include me in, that I ain't going to stay in this cockeyed school no longer. And the kids are just taking over too wild for me. So I really haven't made up, I really haven't got any mind made up, honey. I don't know what I'm going to do. I haven't the slightest idea yet. I would like to come back to another job. And I think perhaps I'll come back to another job. And if I do, I'll have to send you to Safe Haven, where I can get to see you every 2 months anyway. Maybe 5 days out of 2 months. That's better than 15 days out of 5 months, I think. I think it is. I think a little sooner and a little quicker and little opportunities for you to come visit me. They have holidays to come and visit, Christmas and Easter. They let the wives come to Saigon. And I don't doubt, but one of these days they'll let you come to stay and visit. At least you can live in Saigon. Whether it's worth it or not, I don't know, but I think it is for you and I. So we come to this point where I have made up my mind, but and I never did get my physical yet. I was supposed to go to Da Nang today, last night. I got all set to go and went down and was going to get on a bus going down, and the boss said, hey, there's no airplanes flying tomorrow. Tomorrow's a holiday. And I said, well, that just makes me cancel my flight. I'm going to stay home. So I never did get my physical yet. I called them up and we set it up for next Thursday. Okay, next Thursday it is. We'll see what happens. I don't know whether I need a physical or not. I'm really not in as good a shape as I was a little while back. But then, heck, we can't stay in good shape all the time, can we? Old fat Carl's going to sit over here doing certain things. Well, so it goes, and I haven't made up my mind yet, but I'm glad you've made up yours. That makes it easy. We'll just start planning. Before I go out of here, I'm going to put in for safe haven for my wife. I don't know whether to put in for Bangkok, Manila, Taiwan, or Dewey Dip, somebody says. Who is there's one place over there? I'll have to ask around to find what. Taiwan seems to be all right, but not too good. Manila, I think, seems to be the best. I'd feel it was the best anyway, unless, because it's only 2 hours from here. It's something like flying from Denver to Los Angeles. So when I go down there, maybe I'll go down there by the 10th of this month, and I'll do some mighty high and fast figuring. And then when I come back, I'll be assigned to a spot that has a 4 or 3 slot where I can get a rating. Now that's going to make everybody happy around here, I'm sure. And when I get down to Saigon, I'm sure that guy's going to say, "Why, we've been waiting for you, Mr. Williams. We got a job for you, and we know just what it's going to be. It's going to be civilian. You're going to be a civilian. We can't use you anymore." These guys are all looking out for themselves, and it's just as well with me. If I'm a civilian, I'm going to be with my baby every day. And if I'm a USAIDer, I'm going to be with my baby every 2 months. But we're going to be together, honey. But that's still in the making. We don't know. We'll let the fates take care of that. If the good Lord wants us out here, he's going to send us out here. If he don't want us out here, he's going to send me back to Boulder where my baby is.